Donald Trump and Sarah Palin with an encore performance today.
Everybody wanted her endorsement. She said, "What you're doing, Donald, is amazing."
The duo hitting the campaign trail together in Oklahoma.
We have a movement going on, folks. We have a movement. This is not a normal situation. People are sick and tired and fed up, and yes, we're angry. We are angry.
Rallying supporters at the conservative Christian University, Oral Roberts.
And here we got a redhead from the Big Red Apple running for president, and yet the GOP machine, all of a sudden, they're saying we're not red enough. We're not conservative enough. And I say, what in the world do they know about conservatism?
Palin's support, a boost to Trump's conservative credentials, and a potential momentum killer for Ted Cruz, threatening to undercut his main argument against Trump, that Trump is a closet liberal. Trump's flying solo this morning in Iowa, despite a campaign announcement that Palin would travel with the GOP frontrunner to both of today's events.
How can you be running with a cloud over your head?
Giving Trump the spotlight to himself to unload on Ted Cruz.
With being a Canadian citizen, he said, "Oh, I didn't know that." How did he not know that? Then he said, "With the loans, oh, I didn't know that." Smart guy. He doesn't know that? Yeah, that's worse than Hillary when you think about it.
And twist the knife a bit.
You have a great governor in this state. Terry Branstad came out yesterday and he said, you can't have Cruz. And I think it has to do with more than ethanol.
Cruz today in New Hampshire launching a fresh attack at Trump for favoring big government when it comes to energy policy.
Donald Trump promised not only to protect the ethanol mandate, but to expand it, to have the federal government do even more picking winners and losers by mandating ethanol be a larger part of the marketplace.
Amid this battle, there are no signs of wear for Trump. A new national poll showing Trump way out in front with more than twice as much support as his closest rival. And in the CNN WMUR New Hampshire poll, Trump tops the pack, 20 points ahead of everyone else. Facing these headwinds, Ted Cruz making a big point today to show he's trying to keep his spirits up.
Style matters. Look, would it kill Republicans to crack a joke? Actually, some of them, I think it might. You know, have a little fun for Pete's sake.